Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Good love to the rescue. Suddenly, abortion, lesbianism, sodomy, masturbation, and transgender ideology are being taught in the schools. What can we do about it? In recent years, Catholic parents have faced increasing challenges in their efforts to raise their children with a proper understanding of life, love, and family. While they've been diligently teaching their children traditional values at home, the schools they have relied upon for professional instruction are often teaching the opposite. In recent years, many schools, both public and private, have introduced courses in health and sexuality that pose a variety of problems, both moral and scientific. The problem is especially evident in the so-called affective instructional materials. These address the emotional rather than the intellectual aspects of the material. This new emphasis is part of the overall shift of focus in educational circles from facts and thinking to fads and feeling. It's the 60s mantra, if it feels good, do it, all over again. These challenges confront families not only in the United States, but in dozens of countries all over the world. That's because the materials used in these courses, no matter the language and the time zone, share the same content. In the past 5 years, courses have been rapidly forced on grade school and high school students, even on kindergarten children, that constitute a kind of crazy quilt of carnality. Suddenly, abortion, lesbianism, sodomy, masturbation, and transgender ideology are all being taught as science. At the same time, affective components were simple. The children are told that they must celebrate the variety of vulgarity so they can feel good about themselves and their sexuality. That such courses violated the purity and innocence with which God has endowed children was the whole point. Thanks to the lockdowns, parents have become much more involved in their children's education. The school closures gave families an unprecedented opportunity to look over the shoulders of their children and see for themselves the materials that schools had once preserved solely for the classroom. Moreover, as advocates of sexual deviancy became ever more brazen and more public, parents also woke up to what was actually going on. Their children were being groomed. Some adults, including some teachers, saw sex education as the first step towards using and abusing them for their own sexual pleasure. Parents were not alone in opposing the programs that were being forced upon their children. Authorities in various fields recognized the problem and also the widespread desire among families to learn how to confront it. They sought recourse to the truth was so well expressed in Humanae Vitae, the encyclical of St. Paul VI, and the Theology of the Body, the masterful work of St. Pope John Paul II. That's why, in response to the apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, which challenged Catholics to confront sex education issues head-on, experts from 12 countries met at the Vatican for a two-day seminar in 2017. The result was a project, Good Love, that would offer families a wholesome alternative to the drumbeat of decadence that was getting ever louder and ever more evil in many mandatory school programs. These experts came from many different fields, but they were all united in this. They all wanted to offer families around the world a program that provided parents with the means to teach their children about the goodness of our sexuality as created by God. A program that would start with male and female, He created them, and then go on to describe how God intended that gift to be embraced in a loving union of husband and wife. Given its foundation in truth and revelation, the name of the project came naturally, Good Love. After lengthy discussions and review of materials, these educators formed what they called the Good Love Community. Their offerings comprise a variety of programs that have the common aim of promoting objective, coherent, and morally sound sexual affective formation for young people using content that reflects the magisterium of the Catholic Church. This content is now available on a rapidly growing website, goodlove.com. There, parents can find a trustworthy reference site for the affective sexual education of their children. The materials also offer a boon to catechists and teachers, offering them a wide array of resources that help them in their formative and pastoral activities. With these helpful aids, they can promote quality and trustworthy sexual affective education programs. These programs offer complete courses and readings for various levels, some of them from kindergarten through high school. In English, A Fertile Heart offers courses and modules for all school years. Grammaire de la Vie offers similar materials in French. Teenstar Deutschland offers a complete curriculum in German. And Aprendiendo a Querer offers a truly indispensable program in Spanish developed by our friend, the heroic Christine de Marcellus Vollmer. The Good Love community is designed to offer a center of exchange and support for families who are committed to giving young people an education for love in accordance with Catholic values and anthropology. Its programs are already being used in 10 countries in North and South America, Europe, and Africa. As new resources are added, the Good Love Foundation will be responsible for reviewing them to ensure that the sexual affective formation programs and materials conform to the magisterium of the Catholic Church and help young people to discover their authentic vocation to love. Good love is such a valuable gift to families that as it grows, it will undoubtedly become indispensable. We at PRI are happy to support Good Love Community's efforts to defend the family, life, and love. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute. Thanks for listening.